glad to be here, you know. Glad to be here in front of everyone, and you all, you know, being a part of you guys and becoming a member of this church is very exciting for me. So my life before Christ, I grew up in the church about the age of 13. Till about the age of 13, my parents got a divorce, and then I was introduced to a lot of things that were very sinful and weren't godly. So that, you know, it kind of shows, even though you're raised in a Christian home, that doesn't mean that the state of total depravity doesn't apply to you. I was introduced to a lot of things that weren't godly. I was moving toward the world rather than toward God. And I started hating things of God, or just totally against God. I became deeply depressed and hated myself. I was, in such a state of self-loathing. I was ashamed of myself and the things that I was doing. And instead of turning to God, I sought the things that would make me happy, trying to numb myself through many different ways, like pleasures, relationships, etc. Over the next 7 years, I was becoming more and more wicked. I was seeking happiness and fulfillment, but couldn't find it. Everything is vain without the Lord. Thank you. Yeah, I ruined friendships. I ruined relationships with my family. I was so angry that I forgot how to love. I would always blame other people for my own sins. I was partying. I was drinking. I was smoking weed. I was being promiscuous, and I really hit rock bottom, and I was pretty beside myself. I felt like I was in hell. I was having panic attacks. I was in complete despair. And then, there was one point where I had to go to the hospital because of my anxiety. I literally thought that I was dying. So how I came to Christ, I reached out to my dad after hitting rock bottom because I felt he was the closest to God in my family, because he's always followed the Lord. I was really searching for the Lord and His truth. I ended up going to His church, where I was overcome with tears, and I was completely crushed by the Holy Spirit showing me my sins and my absolute need for Him. I heard testimonies of people and all the wonderful things that Jesus did for them. I was sobbing during the worship. I was crying out to God for forgiveness and repentance of my sin. I knew the gospel when I was younger, from my childhood, but I never really believed it. I never believed in Jesus fully. Now that I was fully crushed under the weight of my own sin, I asked Jesus for forgiveness for all that I had done. I trusted Him for my salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ. After that service, my burden was completely lifted. I felt nothing but peace and the love of God and just His presence all around me. I was a very anxious person before, and then coming to the salvation, to Jesus' salvation, I was completely just nothing like, you know, the peace of the Lord. I got baptized after this. So my life since Christ, my relationship with God and with sin changed that day. Now I hated my sin, and I was grieved whenever I was tempted to return to it. I went from not talking to God to praying any chance I could. I began to open up His Word and had such a hunger for His Word. I started going to church, and here I am. I absolutely love fellowship with all of God's people. My relationship with my family changed too. I learned how to love again. I asked each individual person for their forgiveness, and this is such a change for me because I was so bitter toward everything, really. My pattern of life changed. I got a serious job. I stopped partying. I turned away from a number of sinful habits, and the music I listened to changed. I just completely changed. Just continuing to try to put off the old man and put on the new. I was into complete and great darkness, but God brought me into the light. Now everything was transformed. As Peter 1:22-9 says, He called me out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Who is Jesus to me? Jesus is my Savior. He's my Rock, my Lord. When He gave His life for me on the cross, He paid the price for all my sin that I committed as a wretched man. Jesus gives me hope in a world full of darkness and doubt. Before knowing Jesus, I was completely lost. He saved me. He took my depression.
My daughter was telling